Here in Maryland, as in a number of other regions in the US, we just witnessed a cycle of cicadas. These fat, ugly insects live sleeping underground. Every 17 years, they crawl out, give birth to their children, and die. The next generation digs itself underground and spends their next 17 years. What are they doing their entire 17-year-long life? What are they there for? I'm sure biologists or zoologists can answer this question. But these insects make me think about myself. Justin Cronin wrote, "As long as we remember a person, they're not really gone." We try to remember our departed parents, grandparents. But what do the lives of our more distant ancestors mean for us? Let's say 5 generations ago. I'm not talking even about my family 1,000 years ago. We don't remember them. For us, they just lived, produced the next generation, and died. So for us, they're like cicadas. And what will I mean for my descendants in 5 generations? For them, I will be just like that fat insect which exists only to give birth to children, so they can be born 5 generations later. And as far as they're concerned, I can probably spend my whole life sleeping underground. All they need from me is to produce offspring like cicada. It turns out my life has meaning only to my contemporaries and maybe a couple of generations before and after. And for subsequent generations, can I be for them something more than a link in a reproduction chain? Does the significance of my life have such a short shelf life and such a close expiration date? Can I be more than a cicada for my descendants? Yes, I can. There is another way to look at myself, at my ancestors, at my offspring. Today, I call myself a Jew only because my ancestors followed Judaism. Families that went away from their religion disappeared as Jews after several generations. To follow Judaism means to have the Torah as your ideology, as your value system, as your guide to life. I am a Jew today only because my ancestors dedicated their lives to Judaism. And they did it because they received this worldview from their parents. And their parents received it from their mother and father, and so on. In Jewish history, parents were not only biological birthing machines, and not just people who teach their children how to behave properly. Parents passed on to their children the understanding of life, the meaning of life, and the purpose of life, and they received all this from their mothers and fathers. If I am now inspired by the same ideas and live according to the same laws as my ancestors, then they, who lived 100 generations before me, are not only a link in a chain of biological reproduction, but also a link in the chain of transmission of life's principles. Our world is changing. Most people view previous generations as more primitive and less educated. They feel the need to depart from their understanding of life. When people are moving around, they adapt to the local norms, but not those who live according to Judaism. The laws of the Torah and the Jewish culture that is built on their foundation have not changed for thousands of years. The Jews who follow it in every continent. 3,500 years ago, the Torah predicted that we would be an eternal people. This prophecy is being fulfilled right now before our eyes. Jews are the oldest existing today nation. Judaism is the oldest existing today religion. I pray that my descendants will remain a part of our immortal people. And then, for them, I will not just be an unknown link in a biological chain. I will not be a cicada that just gave birth to the next generation. Then for them, I will be a person who passed on their life's ideas to them. They will be not only my biological descendants, but also my spiritual heirs. But for this, I myself have to be this link that is connecting the past and the future.